Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 17th of June, Responding to the Word. When the Jews in the city of Corinth, who had initially been persuaded, opposed Paul and blasphemed, he shook his garments and said to them, "Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From now on I will go to the Gentiles." They were righteous until they heard and then rejected the word of present truth preached to them by Paul. On account of their rejection of the word of present truth, Paul was progressively cleansed of the requirement to give priority to the Jews in relation to the proclamation of the gospel. This priority had been established by Jesus himself, who said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." Earlier, at Antioch in Pisidia, Paul had also acknowledged this shift in priority. Specifically, he said to the Jews, "It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, 'I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth.'" Having been set as a light to the Gentiles, Paul was established as a messenger who belonged to a presbytery in the right hand of Christ. That is, through Paul's ministry, a fiery word of present truth was proceeding from the right hand of Christ to the Jews first and then to the Gentiles. Although Paul's hearers were righteous before the fiery word of present truth had been proclaimed to them, they then judged themselves unworthy of everlasting life through their rejection of this message. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 18, verse 6, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Acts chapter 13, verses 46 and 47, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, and Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 2. For further study, Acts chapter 13.